While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Honesty can be offensive, and for being honest, he will not apologize. Oh, sorry. Oh, no, I just dropped my pen. There we go. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Back, Joe Gigante, your regular Joe here with you, wrapping up this Tuesday. Going to quickly grab the phone here, 888-455-1360, see if we can get two calls in. Nancy in Sheboygan Falls, you are up first. How are you today?
Hi, are you talking to me, Joe?
I am talking to you. If your name's Nancy, I'm talking to you.
Okay, it cut that out.
Oh, I'm okay. Sorry. Well, welcome to the show. What do you got for me?
Okay, I take like 8 pills a day, 7 or 8 pills a day. I have to rely on China for that. I get them from Walmart.
Prescriptions. You mean prescription pills,
yes.
You mean?
Why is that happening? You know, we're like whoring ourselves out. Our phone calls go to the Philippines. You know, our drugs are made in China. It's like, what are we doing? We're selling our soul.
That's exactly what we've done.
We're relying on people from different countries that don't even care about our country and about our people. And we're putting our faith and trust in them that they're going to supply us with our needs and look out for us.
Nancy,
you know, what's wrong with that picture?
A lot. And I got to tell you, I think you summarized it beautifully, and I appreciate it because you're absolutely right. And that's just one of the many categories, but you're right. A large contingent, if not the actual drugs themselves, the raw materials to make these prescription drugs, again, we have complete dependency on China, which does not have our best interests at heart. We've seen that time and again. It was made blatantly clear in all that's gone on with COVID, not just the virus itself, but things they've done since. And therein lies the challenge. And again, remember, Donald Trump openly talked about getting away from that. And he was widely pillared because somehow that was jingoistic. It was somehow not being a world citizen. I don't want to be a world citizen. I'm proud to be an American. And I'm proud to put America first. And if we do, then everything's like anything else, right? If you follow the proper hierarchy, everything else falls into place. If we take care of ourselves and our country, make sure we have all the resources necessary to take care of our people, then we can be better stewards of everything else and try to help other people. It's not our job to worry about everything else. We have people here we need to take care of. I quickly, though, want to grab this call. It seems interesting. I want to grab AJ in Green Bay. Good morning, AJ. They said I wanted to quickly grab you. Got a minute here. What do you got for me?
Good morning, Joe. There's some fruitcake, probably a big lefty, standing on the corner of Velp Ave and Memorial Drive, just off the highway.
All right.
He's holding a couple signs, and one of the signs says, cut off Ron Johnson.
Oh, come on.
It's bad.
And now why isn't this guy being questioned for an act of violence? Microaggression. That's not even microaggression. That's direct aggression. What do you, I mean, doesn't this the perfect picture, AJ, of the left, of the tolerant left you look at what they said about January 6th and all this chatter and people that want to do violence and everything else. This guy's pulling a Lorena Bobbitt. I mean, he's out there claiming that he wants to inflict real harm upon a U.S. senator, and that's just the left being the left. And, I would agree with you. Probably not of playing with a full deck of cards, but that doesn't seem to be the kind of inclusiveness that we're told. It's kind of like everything else, right? I have my left-wing nuts on the social media channels that are always trying to troll me on things, and they always bring up, like, one put out of their favorite memory involved Nancy Pelosi being directly disrespectful to the office of president. And apparently it's okay when they do it, but not when others do it. Now, again, I don't advocate violence on either side, but I would think that sign, that's a pretty direct advocation of violence, and one that you would think that, in Green Bay, right? So that's the Brown County Democratic Party. Why aren't they out there trying to talk this guy out of it, saying, hey, knock it off. You're making us look bad. You know why? Because they support it. That's the truth. All right, we'll be back at it tomorrow. Until then, three words to guide your path. Live life boldly. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Regular Joe Radio Show.